birth of Prince George on the 22nd of July, I watched the news and thought about financial planning for children, as I would as a financial planner. George may be in an extraordinary situation whereby the normal financial planning rules don't apply, but his future subjects growing up today, there are things that they can do, such as child pensions and junior ISAs and all the rest. However, the most important financial planning you do for a child is to teach them the value of money. Some of the things that I was taught as a young child are still incredibly important. If you can't afford it, you can't have it. Take care of the pennies and the pounds will take care of themselves. When I did holiday work as a child, only half of what I earned I was allowed to spend. The rest had to be saved into my building society account for my future. When I left school, I understood that full-time work was expected of me and I would be standing on my own 2 feet financially. So when I joined Barclays Bank aged 17, I had to pay monthly rent to my parents, which I absolutely resented at the time. It took me a lot of years to come to see that making me pay my way was probably one of the best things my parents did for me. I didn't get used to living rent-free. I had to budget and live within my means, and very soon I was able to fly the nest and fend for myself. So pause today and think about how you teach your children or grandchildren how to budget and save. Being financially competent is an essential life skill to pass on. It's not taught in school, so it's down to us to do it. We owe it to them.